Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, being joined now by the sports director, WBAY in Green Bay. Of course, remember watching him on Channel 12 years ago in Milwaukee. He is Chris Roth. Follow him on Twitter at Roth. Chris, how you doing, man?
Well, now that you made me feel really old, not as well as I was, but yeah, it's a long time since Milwaukee, my friend.
Yeah, well, that was, I mean, that's what I...
26 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's back in the time when I started as well. When I started, yep. You were at 12 with Needles and Andy Kendi and those guys, and... Yeah, man, time flies, and we all get old. Okay, so I wanted to get you on to kind of get a general understanding of what this is all about going on right now in Green Bay. Rich Eisen is on our show from 11 to 2 weekdays, and Eisen is in Green Bay, obviously doing his show, and he was talking about how kind of wide-eyed and bushy-tailed all the people in Green Bay are about the draft being in Green Bay and how nice everybody has been and so forth. How big of a deal was this when this originally got brought up as far as bringing the draft to Green Bay? Was there any resistance to the idea originally?
Well, I don't think I'd choose the word resistance. I would go with skepticism that we had the infrastructure in place. And remember, this was an idea that Mark Murphy had in 2015. So you got to go all the way back, and Green Bay looked a lot different in 2015 than it does now, especially the stadium district and the stadium itself, quite frankly. So there was a lot of skepticism when he brought it up because he saw that the NFL started taking this on the road in 2015. The first 2 years were in Chicago, and it's bounced around since, except for the COVID year. The question was always, would there be enough hotel space, right? Because we've seen the NFL create villages out of nothing. Heck, we're all familiar with it, right? With all the major golf tournaments that have come to Wisconsin. So that kind of stuff you understand, and there's tons of parking lot space where they could build something, but where are you going to put everybody, right? So the hotel thing had to change, and it has. And clearly, or we wouldn't be where we are. The other big component to this, for folks who remember and would travel up to games, the old Brown County Arena, which was across from Lambeau Field, the domed stadium where the Green Bay Phoenix used to play, and all this, and the hockey team, and they'd have events in there and tractor pulls, whatever. That was an aging facility. They finally got rid of that thing. And they built the Rush Expo Center, which is going to be used for the backstage area for the draft. That opened in 2021, I believe it was. That was the final piece of the puzzle. So now they have everything they need to put this on. Then the skepticism gave way to curiosity, right? What's it going to look like? How's it going to affect my daily life? And here we are. It's a huge thing. I mean, for folks who are coming up, or they're going to see it on TV, that are used to coming up here, you're going to recognize Lambeau Field. You're probably not going to recognize a whole lot else. It's remarkable. It really is.
So when NASCAR came to Chicago, Those people down there were absolutely livid because it took a month or two to build the whole thing out. Roads were closed and everything else leading up to the race for weeks on end, and it made their life hell, essentially, until the race was done and NASCAR finally got out of town. How has it been from that aspect? Has it really affected day-to-day life while they were building this thing out?
Just a little bit around the area, and they kind of staggered how they closed things out. It was the end of March where they started, they closed Oneida Street directly on Lombardi down to about where the practice facility is, the Hudson Center. They closed that right away and started constructing this massive draft theater. They, since that date, piecemeal closed more and more sections of road, but it's still a very small area relative to everything else, but it's that area. But it's, at this point, it's not a whole lot different than game day, except that Lombardi Avenue is closed, Ridge Avenue is closed for obvious reasons, Oneida is closed for obvious reasons. You can still make your way around. You just, I think some of the parking is going to be a little bit different, although people are going to be parking cars in their yards just like they have in the past. There won't be any street parking. It will be different maneuvering around the stadium, but how far that spills out into the community after that. I mean, here's an example. Today I have to go see my eye doctor who's in that stadium area, but not real close to it, but kind of on the other side of 41. And they made sure they called me twice. Remember, it's draft week. You may have to take some alternate routes. Everybody's prepared for it, but until you actually experience it, maybe you don't really know what your alternate route is.
I think
it's a trade-off everybody's willing to take, right? This is going to be a heck of a showcase for the city, obviously for the stadium area and for the state of Wisconsin, because the NFL does not do anything poorly. They just don't. They spend the money. It's going to look great. It's going to be fabulous on TV. And so I think everybody's just fine with that trade-off.
Talking with Chris Roth, sports director, WBAY in Chicago. Follow him on Twitter at Roth Chris. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Sparky with you. Let's talk a little bit about the financial impact of what's coming in. I mean, a lot of people have said, okay, well, this is going to kind of be like a Packer game day, except it'll be like three Packer game days in a row. On a Packer game day, you're talking, what, 80,000 people, coming all around that stadium in that area. Do you think it'll be 80,000 people, or do you think there's going to be even more than that maybe for that first night?
Yeah, I don't know. The weather right now is a little iffy. We could have some rain tomorrow and Friday. Friday might be the worst of the two for rain. I mean, what they're saying is they've had 250,000 people register on that NFL One Pass app, which I think is kind of, now, they also have told all media folks covering, and you know, everybody's stations are just basically living up here this week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Register for that OnePass app as well, so you can keep an eye on what's happening, changes and things like that. So how many of that 250,000 are actually fans attending the draft? I don't know. You know, these things are always estimates. At the end of the day, there's no turnstile that anybody's going through, right? There's no ticket numbers sold. They want people to register. So if you don't have that app and you don't register on the app, you can't go in. But that's about it. But that, are they going to have a hard and fast number? No. You know, the number they keep throwing around is they expect about 250,000 people over the 3 days. Now, where all those people are coming from, no idea. The economic impact, I think a lot of people will travel from the Wisconsin area to see this. There might be some people. I mean, there's always the diehards that want to come, what they've sold. I talked to Mark Murphy on Monday. You know, one thing from the pitch, the very beginning that they tried to sell the NFL on is, hey, sell Lambeau Field, right? Because it's hard to get here on a game day. It's hard to get tickets. Not everybody has that opportunity. Well, if you come to the draft, you get to walk in Lambeau Field for free, right? So that's one of the things they're trying to sell. Come see this iconic place, an opportunity that you wouldn't normally have during the season. How many people take advantage of that? I have no idea. The hotels are full, but think about the support staffs and the sheer number of people that it takes. I said it's a great TV event, right? The sheer number of people that it takes to put this on TV, they got to stay somewhere, right? So that's a lot of the incoming money is from those types of people. As for the fans who are sitting out there in the jerseys watching this and enjoying all the entertainment and the things that are going on around, are they coming from out of state? No idea. But who's ever here is going to be spending money, and they're going to be spending a lot of it, and everybody wins in that regard.
So does everybody get in their cars, pack up, and leave that own houses around Lambeau to rent their houses out and come back at some point on Sunday, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of that, and this goes back. We've been doing our countdown to the draft series exactly for a year. So we started it when they revealed the clock and they brought the football across the lake and all that stuff. So at least as far back as a year, there have been a lot of educational seminars for folks in the community. If you want to rent your house out, you have to do X, Y, and Z. So there's a lot of that going on. Our friend Rob Domofsky from ESPN, a competing radio station, sorry, but he does a lot of work for our station. He wrote the thing about the people across the street who live in a duplex right across the street from where the stage is. And I think, what did he say, that the one woman rented her other half of the duplex out for $8,000 a night for a couple of nights. So, this is happening. And people are trying to take advantage of it if they can. How many? I don't know, but it's a thing.
Talking with Chris Ross, sports director at WBAY in Green Bay, host of Cover 2. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Roth Chris. You know, the other thing, too, about this deal is, are they going to allow people, do we know, inside Lambeau to watch said draft instead of being inside of that big squared circle?
Yeah, so my understanding is the concourses will be open throughout. There'll be concessions throughout. People can go into there. So the red carpet, right? So, you know, the thing they do on Thursday night with one of their 15 prospects here and their families, and they walk. So the red carpet is Lambeau Field, right? These guys are going to come out of the player tunnel and they're going to walk the red carpet, and it's on Lambeau Field. So fans are encouraged and welcome to go into the bowl and watch that. So the bowl is going to be open. They're doing some other things. There'll be, if you register for that app that I was telling about, they're going to pull people at random and they get a chance to kick field goals on Lambeau Field, do the Lambeau leap. So yeah, I mean, Lambeau Field is an integral part of this entire plan, the way it's going to be displayed on TV, the way it's going to be open to fans to see. So yes, to answer your question in long form, yes.
There he is, our guy, Chris Roth. I will ask you two more questions, and we'll call it an interview. First question, which fan base do you think will be a second largest behind the Packers that will be in attendance at the draft?
Whoa. Well, it won't be the Houston Texans, even though they have the number one pick. That's a great question. Everybody tells you the Steelers fan base travels. They and the Packers are the two best traveling fan bases, but does that apply for a draft? I don't know. I think some of these people, when you see them on TV for the draft, aren't they placed there? That's a great question.
I mean, you would Go ahead.
I'd say Minnesota Vikings, but they're picking 24th, right? So, you know, the Lions are picking way down. Maybe Bears fans, right?
Yeah.
Why not? Maybe Bears fans. They got two number ones. They're number 10 and what, 21 or something like that?
There's a lot of money in Chicago, Chris, to pay for all these houses if they want to rent them.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to go there.
All right. Bears.
Okay.
The last question is a lot easier. Who do you think the Packers take with their pick?
I'm just going to give you a position. My pick for our special tonight, so we've got our Cover 2 draft, annual draft preview special. I'm going with Derek Harmon of Oregon. They need defensive linemen. They finally played good run defense last year for the first time in a long time. They turned out to be a top 10 run defense. A real huge component of that was TJ Slayton. He's gone. They need a defensive tackle. Kenny Clark's getting long in the tooth. Derek Harmon led all defensive linemen and pass rush pressures last year, so he can provide some of that. He's a big dude. I just, where they're picking and what they need, that's my goal, and I will tell you I'm never right, and that's not my area of expertise. I'm not sure I have any area of expertise, but that's definitely not one of them. But that's who I'm going with. So I think it'll be defensive line. I think they'll come out of this draft with a couple of defensive linemen, and it's deep in that area, and it matches a need, and when Goody has a need, he goes multiple.
I feel like the only guy, Chris Roth, that ever is close on these NFL mock drafts and so forth is Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network. Outside of him, I feel like everybody else normally gets as many wrong as they get right in these things that take their guesses at it. So anybody could be
well,
right.
Well, here's why I like mock drafts. Not to see who's right and who's wrong, but it really, if you read them, then you get familiar with these prospects. God knows where they're going to fall, right, and who's going to take who. I don't worry about who's right on the mocks. But there's a lot of information there, so you get to know who these prospects are because, let's be honest, for those of us who cover an NFL team on a daily basis, there's not a lot of time to dive deep into the college football game.
Absolutely not. Chris Roth, follow him on Twitter at RothChris, again, sports director, WBAY in Green Bay, host of Cover 2. Chris, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, it was my pleasure. Thanks for asking.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.